In one corner of New Mexico, there was a basketball program that got national attention at this time in 1970. Just imagine a team averaging 114 points a game, and they had 14 games in a row where that team scored more than 100 points. We're going to talk about Coach Ralph Tasker and him not getting his own key to a school's gymnasium. Why are we going to do that? Because then he left that school and moved to Hobbs, New Mexico. Michael Swickert here. Welcome to Enchanting Stories of New Mexico, sponsored by the Fresh Chili Company in Las Cruces, New Mexico. Our award-winning Hatch green and red chili, boy, is it good. It's from locally owned farms in Hatch, New Mexico, the chili capital of the world. There once was a high school basketball coach in New Mexico who coached over 50 years here in New Mexico. All but three of these coaching teams that he coached were at Hobbs High School in Hobbs, New Mexico. The people in that area know and smile when you say Ralph Tasker. It's the story of the key that's important. While we're thinking about March Madness, which we've been, I think back on the most dominant coach in New Mexico high school boys basketball. Even though he died at age 80 in the year 1999, you still see the Ralph Tasker name, since the Hobbs High School Gymnasium is the Ralph Tasker Arena. I've interviewed over the years several of the former players that played for him, and to a person, they start talking about a term every time they talk about full court press. What that's a, in basketball, that means that you never step back from your opponent, that when you score, you then stay right there and you make it hard for them to throw the ball in. And so for both ends of the court, they press the opponents every second of the game. Well, that takes incredible physical stamina on the player's part to be active every moment of the game. But what about the key, Michael? All right, I'm getting to it. Ralph Tasker was born in West Virginia and attended a West Virginia college on basketball scholarship. He became the head basketball coach in Sulphur Springs, Ohio, but joined the Army Air Corps right after the Japanese attack on Pearl Harbor. He served in the military 5 years, and part of it was being stationed at Kirtland Field. Now that's called Kirtland Air Force Base in Albuquerque. So what about the key? Well, I'm getting to it. After his military service, Ralph Tasker became the head boys basketball coach in Lovington, New Mexico. And in his third year, his 1949 year, he won the New Mexico State Championship. Now, back then, all the New Mexico schools were in one class and one class only. And get this, he won. But he hunted himself a new job after winning the state championship. Why? Because after 3 years in Lovington, New Mexico, the principal still would not give him his own key to the gymnasium. That hurt his feelings. His hunt for a new job only took him 21 miles to the south to Hobbs. He spent 40-some-odd years in the embrace of the Hobbs community that still celebrates him. Ralph Tasker, Mr. New Mexico boys basketball coach, won 12 boys state championships in New Mexico, 11 of them in Hobbs. He was twice named National High School Coach of the Year and was inducted in the National High School Sports Hall of Fame. Hundreds of boys in Hobbs played on his teams and learned to work harder than their opponents. That was quite a lesson. He also taught his opponents the same lesson, that you had to work hard. And New Mexico boys basketball became ever so much better. Here's to Ralph Tasker, Mr. New Mexico boys basketball for all time. Well done, Coach Tasker. Michael Swickert here, Enchanting Stories of New Mexico, sponsored by the Fresh Chili Company. Hit subscribe to automatically get these podcasts. Here's a New Mexico question. How is the television series Rawhide connected to New Mexico? Well, there's a couple of connections. Some of the scenes were shot in the Tucumcari area, not in the town, but in the area. Was this by accident? No, it wasn't. And one of the main actors in Rawhide was born in Tucumcari in 1917. Now, if you watch that TV series, Rawhide, it was Paul Breniger. He played the cantankerous cattle drive cook, George Washington Wishbone. He was also in the 1958 movie Cattle Empire, where he played the cattle drive cook also. Paul was born in Tucumcari, and then he moved to Alamogordo, then to Las Cruces, and then to Santa Fe. He moved quite a bit as he was a young boy, and he started acting in high school. After high school, Breniger went to Pasadena Junior College and then later joined the Navy when World War II started. He was a chief radio operator in the Navy and returned to California, where he started acting in movies. And he always had bit parts where he played kind of a cantankerous person. He told the Rawhide director that Tucumcari was a great place to film, and the director thought so. So some of the scenes you see in Rawhide were filmed near Tucumcari, New Mexico. Now, Paul's last role was in the 1994 film version of Maverick, where he was the stage driver, and it was a really funny scene in the movie. Tucumcari was Paul Breniger's birthplace, and it was also an acting place for Rawhide. Yeehaw, that's what we say. Let's do a little more New Mexico history. 25 years ago, the WIP site was opened east of Carlsbad, New Mexico. After many years of study and development, the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant opened up. It's a repository for low-level nuclear waste, such as gloves and jackets and things like that that have radiation on it. This used stuff must be stored somewhere, and the WIP is where that stuff goes. Now, the Waste Isolation Pilot Plant is 26 miles southeast of Carlsbad and permanently isolates defense-generated waste half a mile underground in a salt formation. From the moment that the United States started working on nuclear defense programs, there was nuclear waste generated. Some of it was highly radioactive, which had to be handled in some other ways, but the preponderance of the waste was still radioactive, and not all that much radioactive, but it was. In the 1950s, the National Academy of Sciences wrote a report that identified deep deposit of long-lived radioactive waste in geologically stable formations such as, get this, deep salt beds. Well, hello, New Mexico, the area east of Carlsbad. Those salt areas are free of fresh flowing water. They're easily mined, they're geologically stable, and they're ideal for permanently isolating the radioactive waste that happens from the nuclear defense research and production industries. After the research, the Congress passed the legislation that created the WIP facility in 1979. The construction was in the 1980s. The congressional legislation limited the WIP to the disposal of defense-generated waste, and in 1998, the Environmental Protection Agency certified the facility. On March 26, 1999, the first waste shipment sent from the Los Alamos National Labs arrived at the WIP site. There's been some ups and downs, but overall the system is working, and it's a positive economic force in southeastern New Mexico. It provides employment and financial support for the area and continues to deal with the problem of nuclear waste. Michael Swickert here with Enchanting Stories of New Mexico, sponsored by the Fresh Chili Company in Las Cruces, New Mexico. You can hit subscribe to automatically get these podcasts. One last story about New Mexico chili. You see, I give tours of the Fresh Chili Company facility in Las Cruces, and one thing I speak about is important to many people. Let me set this up in a certain way. In all the years of eating my grandmother's great cooking, I noticed something about her signature dishes. They always tasted the same. It was a good taste. Always and always, year after year, she always had the same taste. Well, now, green and red chili varieties attempt to do the same thing year by year. And it isn't easy, since the flavor and heat of chili peppers does change at times, and with new plantings of the same chili. The researchers and the growers of this chili must be constantly vigilant that year by year, the legacy taste and heat of, say, I'm going to do one of them, Big Jim chili, stays the same year after year. And actually, Big Jim's what I've eaten the most of over my entire life. And so I know that taste very well. And they work hard that every year it tastes the same. Every year it has the same heat. Now, how this is done is when a crop comes in, they're pulling pods so that they can get the seeds. They taste each plant. And it's a skill some of them have. I certainly don't. And they make sure it has exactly the right Big Jim taste before they keep the seeds. It's very labor intensive and ensures that if you have a signature Sunday dish that you have and you use some of the chili, it'll have the same taste and heat year after year after year. When we're dealing with the legacy chili, some people have cooked with all of their adult life the same consistency, and it's very important to them. And it doesn't happen by accident. Over the years, it has made me admire the research that is done for the Hatch Valley chili, making it the best in the world, and it really is. Likewise, some of the salsa varieties that the Fresh Chili Company make have some other ingredients besides just the chili. And they have like onions and garlic and things like that. Well, they also have to taste when they make that it tastes exactly the same. And they're very good at doing that. They are able to taste and make sure that year after year, if you get the Papa's salsa, it tastes the same. So let's talk about the Las Cruces Fresh Chili Company. They have a website, freshchilico.com. Let me say that again, freshchilico.com, where you can see all of their many products, and you can ship these to your door. I especially love the blend, where you have a red and a green in a jar, in mild, medium, hot, and extra hot, so that you get the taste heat that you like. Again, I like the red sweetness and the spark of the green together, so I like the blends. You can get that sweetness of the red chili and the snap of the green chili. But I want to point out one more thing some people haven't noticed. You can buy a yearly Fresh Chili Company membership, which does a number of things. First, you get 20% off every order. Within the United States, you get free shipping. That's always good. Also, 5% cash back on every order, $10 in store credit when you sign up, easy access to the new flavors of drops, member-only product, and you'll get some of those, and priority customer support. So you can check it out. If chili's an important part of your kitchen routine, become a Fresh Chili member with a yearly purchase of a membership. And you, again, do that at freshchilico.com, freshchilico.com. Now, let me tell you something at the Fresh Chili Company I find over the top great. It's the Salsa Roja. The full name you get from the website is Hatch Jalapeno Salsa Roja. It is inspired by traditional Mexican salsa, creamy and spicy. And I'm telling you, it is a taste made with red jalapeno peppers from Hatch, which you know is the chili capital of the world. It goes well with chips and tacos. And you know what I do? I put some on my salads. It's so good. Now, one thing happens when people live in Las Cruces or they come and visit. They can come by the Fresh Chili Company gift shop at 1160 El Paseo Road, Suite D7. It's open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. You can come by. That gift shop has all of the different types of chili. There's a big sign over the entrance saying the Fresh Chili Company. I even give tours of the facility. You have to email ahead, and I'm the tour guide. We'll tell you plenty of stories about how this wonderful Fresh Chili Company started making chili salsa and more. This is Michael Swickard with Enchanting Stories of New Mexico, brought to you by the Fresh Chili Company. Thank you for your time today. We'll always have lots of news and stories about New Mexico for you on these podcasts. If you have something or someone you want me to talk about, write to me, michael@freshchilico.com, michael@freshchilico.com. Have a great rest of your day. Oh, yes, and eat plenty of that good Hatch Valley chili. Like I always say, some chili's good, more's better, as long as it's Hatch Valley Chili. Boy, I like that Hatch Valley Chili. Bye for now.